Fuck you, fuckball.
You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Cause I'm a lesbian, I don't like
it. Hi, hello. This is show number 60. I am your host, Sandoval. That would be my name if I was an artiste. Artist. My S's sound very sharp on this microphone sometimes. Like Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder has some sharp S's. So, I'm so tired of all this political shit that's going on. I'm so tired of listening to both of them. It's like having incessant children that will not stop trying to kill each other. Some people have that. You know, they don't really know how to handle their children. So they end up with kids who always want to kill each other. And what happens when you have siblings that always want to kill each other? Is they always end up having to go to mommy or daddy. If you don't know how to have children, don't have them. Don't have them. Don't do it to yourself, that's one. But more to the point is don't do it to the children. Who's going to take care of me when I'm old? You know, a lot of times it doesn't mean that your kids are going to end up taking care of you when you get old. This is America. Things are very different here. You know, this isn't China where, the oldest daughter has to take care of the entire family, which is what I'm going to end up doing. And, you know, you say to yourself, you know, what makes a person become a certain way, right? Because you always think about, you know, who are they? Why would someone be like a feminist or something? You know, like, well, you say, what on earth happened? I know some people think that because they're uneducated. And people, they're so odd, you know, because maybe you don't realize that a lot of the way you're living your life is feminist, which I know a lot of women have selective amnesia. They remember what they want to remember. And then you have these, and they say, oh, well, I'm not a feminist. Like, what idea do they have in their mind of what it is to be a feminist? And I know that a lot of people don't want to admit that women are discriminated against in a world where we are more than half of the population. I know that's kind of difficult to process and really understand because you say, how on earth can that be, right? And if you were to say to yourself, yeah, you know, I'm a feminist, it might imply that maybe they should be doing something, educating themselves. Nobody, it's so much easier to live in a fantasy land that it doesn't happen. Oh, you're not a feminist, so that means that you think that men should be allowed to beat women in the face until they look like Hedda Nussbaum. Is that what you mean when you say you're not a feminist? You think that men should be allowed to beat their wives' face in, rape them, and throw them out of the house? Because if you're against that, I hate to tell you, that's pretty feminist of you. And I guess if you're not a feminist, you think that when you're walking, so let's say, to the store after a certain hour, and you have to consider things that men don't have to consider, I guess you think that a homeless guy should be allowed to rape you behind the store. And you shouldn't really have anywhere to go to report it. It's not, you know, I guess if you're not a feminist, then you really should agree with what I'm saying right now. You know what I'm saying? I could go on for hours, but, you know, I'll just name a few small things here. Is, you know, you probably should be doing the same work and getting paid, I don't know, 70 cents to every man's dollar. If you are not a feminist, you should want that. When you go to a job, you should say, look, what are the men getting paid for this position? Let's say you're going, you want to be an editor at some shitty magazine like Cosmo because you're a dumbass. And you walk into Cosmo because you're a moron. When you go in a job interview, you should say, hey, I want to know, what is the man starting pay for this position? And then when they say the number, you should say, oh, no, no, no. I want you to knock off 30%. Because, what do you think I am, some kind of feminist? So when you hear these people say, I'm not a feminist, what you're saying is you're an ass. Effectively, that is what you're saying, is you're an ass. I will say that the women's movement has not been the most proficient in the media. You know, the media took huge blows at feminism. the only time they ever publish articles on feminism is to say how it's dead, or to have some feminist women striking back at something sexist. You know, they're fighting, you know. But it's not dead. It's alive and kicking. The movement is fragmented, which is sad to say, but I think that no movement is perfect. You can't place such a high importance on people to be perfect, because no one is. You know, I have a lot of issues with many organizations, which will remain nameless. And so what comes from your anger and lack, you try to do it on your own. You know, if you have a voice and it's different, which is why I'm saying, like, now they're going to bail out these newspapers. You got to be kidding me. Is there any? I mean, how much propaganda can you possibly put out there? What is this thing that you bail out businesses that fail? If it's failing, it's because it's a failure. If they need money and they're not surviving, it means that people aren't consuming it. It's a failure. So just because you save them and force it down everybody's throat does not make it successful. What the fuck else can you fucking bail out? We need a bailout. The lesbian mafia needs a bailout. Fuck you. I need a fucking bailout. Is there an application form for bailouts? Because we need a fucking bailout. I'm going with my fucking hand out. I'm not showing up in a $10,000 Armani suit asking for welfare either. The way things are right now is so disgusting. I'm disgusted. That's what's going on with me. I don't understand. I don't understand where we're in fucking Afghanistan now. I don't get it. And then these people, oh, you got to do this. It's got to be federal. We got to take it federal. What do you think? Obama loves you. He sends you on an Easter egg hunt at the White House. That's where he sends you. He wouldn't have signed that executive order in June or July or whenever it was, the way Bill Clinton signed DADT in the middle of the night like a fucking thief, like a thief in a ninja suit. He signed it in the middle of the night while everybody was sleeping. Let's just move forward.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
So this is your first time talking with me here. I don't think anybody knows who you are. We've been friends for millennia. How long have we been friends? I'm having soup.
My daughter's 12. Maybe about 15, 16 years.
Oh, my God. We're old.
No, your fucking ass is old. I am young. Thank you.
You are of the heterosexual persuasion. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes, you can assume that.
I don't want to assume, because I'm starting to think that you might be having some issues.
I don't think I'm having any issues. I just think things are just weird. You know, maybe because I'm just too friendly.
So your problem is straight women have been coming on to you everywhere.
I think they're straight. You think. You don't really know a person, you know?
So these are not like gay women. So what do you think it is about you?
You know, living in the South, we're not huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy here. And, you know, I'm a Northern girl. And we hug and kiss and call each other honey and I love you and that kind of stuff. And I grew up like that. It's very different.
Yeah, and I think your surroundings do affect how you behave sometimes. But generally, if you're a warm person, you're going to be warm
with everyone.
But yeah, so maybe they're mistaking your friendliness for you being interested?
Could be.
So what's your feeling when these perceived straight women come on to you? Do you feel like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up? Because that's how I feel when that happens.
No, I'm usually shocked. Like, oh my God, that just came out of her fucking mouth?
Do you feel any attraction towards these women? Are you attracted to them sexually?
No.
What if they were very, very attractive? Would it at least be flattering?
I don't know, because it hasn't happened. So when it does, you'll be the first one to know.
Would you consider yourself homophobic?
No, absolutely not.
Would you ever say that you were?
That I'm homophobic?
Yeah.
No. I would be lying on myself, because I'm not.
I think you're homophobic.
I can be. You're my friend and I love you. I couldn't be homophobic.
I know.
And love you as much as I do.
What happened in that bar?
She's rubbing her rough skin against me. She felt like a fucking alligator.
She needed to lotion.
Yeah. Maybe I sent the wrong signal.
If you're bumping into that kind of situation very often, you could be unknowingly sending some signals. Some mixed signals.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, okay, you think this woman is straight because she's married and whatever. If that woman comes on to you, then it's going to be like, oh, shit.
It's shocking.
Did I just hear what I just heard, or did I just lose my freaking mind? I was rubbing her head. She had a headache. She said if I were home with her, what she would do to me, and she would make sure I enjoyed it. And it was a heart attack. I think I needed a drink after that one. Whatever I do, I have no other intentions.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a quick solution here. Let's just try not touching anyone.
Girl at the party was rubbing her rough skeleton lizard skin.
She was rubbing herself on you in the house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw up. That's so disgusting.
I know.
What would make her think that you would be interested?
I know.
Have you diked out over the past few years? What's going on? Did you get a new look that I'm not aware of?
Trust me, you'll be the first one to know. I'll be calling you very confused.
So what would happen if one of these women was super... Who is a woman that you think is, oh, so so beautiful that you would love to look like? Or just, she's so gorgeous. What's a woman that... And please don't say Angelina Jolie, because I'm going to throw myself on the floor and set myself on fire. I can't... Angelina Jolie! Oh, please.
She's pretty hot. I wouldn't mind being Angelina Jolie. She's a hot woman.
You know, I wouldn't mind being her either. She is a hot woman, but she's a homewrecker. So let's move forward.
Yeah, she's a homewrecker, but I like her.
Yeah, she is. She is very attractive. I know. But who's someone that you think is like so hot that you just wish you were her, and her personality? Somebody you think is really super sexy.
I think Vanessa Williams is pretty sexy.
Really? Okay. So Vanessa Williams. Remember those photographs of her from the 80s?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She might be a little freaky, you know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. I thought about that.
And you see, you picked her. You picked a sort of pseudo-bisexual.
Yeah.
Because you're a homo.
Yeah. There would still be shock value.
Would you feel attracted to her, like?
No, but I mean, I think she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think she's gorgeous.
She's a classically beautiful woman.
Yes, she is. It's not so much her face or anything, but I think she's just beautiful.
Yeah. All right, give me someone else that's fiery, sexy, hot.
You know who I think is really cute?
Who?
Sanaa Lathan. I think she's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, she's very, very beautiful woman. Nice breasts, yeah? Yeah, the breasts are happening. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's really a good-looking woman.
She's gorgeous. What was that basketball movie with that guy, that black guy? I forget his name now. But he's really fussy. Oh, God.
So you would do her?
No. No.
No. Okay, so no sexual attraction?
No. But I think she's hot. She's pretty out there.
Yeah, million-dollar smile. All right, so then you're not gay. I thought that we were going to solve this issue in...
I mean, I think women are gorgeous, and it's not so much, you know, the face. You know, a gorgeous woman is more than, the face. Pleasant personality, someone you can laugh with, and...
And her tits and her ass. No, I'm kidding. That's disgusting.
You are very disgusting.
Well, I'll tell you what. If there was a hot boy, like that young guy, Jesse Metcalf, from the Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that guy is so gorgeous, right?
Yeah, he is gorgeous.
But I don't think that I could, it wouldn't happen, sorry. Not that he would want me either. And that other guy, Ed something, that he just broke up with his girlfriend, he's got those...
Oh, yes!
And he's got those dimples.
Oh, my God, when he was in that movie with that girl he left his wife for, chemistry with the both of them. You could see the chemistry in the movie. Caribbean, something. I can't remember. He is hot.
Yeah, now this guy, if I had a lot of alcohol, you know, I would probably maybe say, and then it wouldn't happen. Sorry, though. Sorry, you're really cute. And I would be, of course, you know, it'd be very flattering.
That's a flipper right there, honey. Leanne Rimes, that's her name. He's been cheating on his wife with her.
Did he leave his wife for her?
Yes, he did.
This is the thing is, I just want to put this out there. If someone leaves their partner for you, that means they're going to leave you for someone else. The way you got in.
The way you get out?
Yeah, how do they say the way it starts is the same way it ends?
Yeah.
Or is it, wait, the same way it starts is the same, something like that.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, I won. I got them. What you got is a snake that cheats. That's what you got. So enjoy them. Because then how can you rest? How can you sleep? Would you ever be able to sleep if you were with a man that you stole or a woman that you stole? I wouldn't be able to ever sleep because I would always think, well, at some point, they're going to do this to me and I will be the last one to know.
Yeah.
That's what I would be thinking.
Well, he couldn't be stolen if he didn't want to leave. Think about it.
Yeah. But why don't you just have some decency about yourself and leave instead of making an ass out of yourself and your partner?
Yeah.
Why wait till you get caught? You know what that's like? That's like being in the closet and waiting until pictures of you in a strip club surface. Instead of just coming out with dignity. That's all I'm trying to say.
There's a show on, The Good Wife.
What's The Good Wife?
It's a new show that's on. I didn't get to watch the end of it. I fell asleep. This couple, the politician, got caught on tape with a prostitute. Wife didn't leave him. Pretty much like Hillary and Bill.
Right.
And
speaking of Bill, he said that he's not anti-gay marriage anymore.
He shouldn't have been in the first place.
Mm-hmm. He just came out and said that now. And what he said is that marriage should be left to the states to decide. And what I say to that is, well, thank you, Bill, for coming out and saying that you think what already is should be.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And go fuck your mother. That's how I feel about that. Thank you. This is a man who signed DADT legislation in the middle of the night while everyone was sleeping. So it does let you know that when people sign legislation that's anti-gay, it's usually because they are anti-gay. Now he decided not to be a bigot. Well, thank you.
Give him credit for that.
Give him credit for what?
For changing his position. You have to give him credit for that.
Thank you, but everything that he said is it's useless. It's not useful or helpful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that we're much more effective locally at the state level when you get to know who your congressmen are, your senators. Because the anti-miscegenation laws, interracial marriage, It went federal after we had about, I don't know if it was 20 or 25 states. You know, they got 20 or 25 states and then they went federal. Gay marriage right now only has, I think, 5 or 6 states. So when you build up the states, then you get momentum going, then you can go federal. Do it the way it works. You know, a lot of people don't like comparing gay rights to the black civil rights movement, but...
Well, it's a different struggle, but...
There's a lot of parallels?
It has the same effect.
We can learn from it. The way it worked for the anti-miscegenation laws was they had about 20 or 25 states, and then it went federal.
Mm-hmm.
I think a march on Washington right now, look, if they want to march, you know, okay. But...
Right. It's everyone's right.
Yes, it is everyone's right to organize and march.
Mm-hmm.
I will use my energy locally because I think in the long term, it's more effective. Because that momentum that you feel like when one state gets marriage and then another one gets it, you know, in a couple of months, like that momentum, it's very difficult to fight against that. But when you only have 6 states that allow gay marriage and then you just, okay, let's just make it federal tomorrow. I don't know. Is marriage going to be legal in, you know, the entire United States in my lifetime? Maybe not. And maybe. Who knows? But I think, you know, formula, when you want to get something done, you look at someone who's done it. I think the Black civil rights movement is a good example of what works and what doesn't. And send the right people. Don't send someone who's ignorant and who's, you know, got anger issues. Send someone who can properly represent what you want to be represented as. You know, you have to know the system before you can fight the system.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, understand, too, that when people are angry and have been angry for a long time,
They're emotional.
And if you feel like, you know, you're infringing on my rights, you could be the most educated person and still not be effective when you face someone because you're so angry. You know, in the 60s with the Civil Rights Movement, you had the Black Panthers, and they, you know, you would think, you can't pick up a gun and try to shoot.
Yeah.
That's not effective.
Right.
But, you know, they were so angry that, you know, you had the bombings and you had a lot of warriors. You had the Black Panther movement. Like, in the 60s, there was the SCLC, Nonviolent Group. You had groups that formed outside of the SCLC, and they, you know, they were fighting for the same cause, but they were all doing it in different ways. The Black Panther, they were militant.
That's right, and they stopped allowing white people to fight with them.
Because they're so angry, they view everyone as being, oh, you're my enemy because you're not the same skin color. You don't know what I'm facing. You don't understand because you're not a part of this. Unless your skin color is black, you don't know how I'm feeling.
Right.
Whereas the rest of them, they were like, okay, whoever we can get to march with us, that's who's going to come.
And they also relegated the women to being nation builders, have children. They wouldn't allow them either. And that's when Black women really joined the feminist movement, because they were like, what? Oh, really? And then the Black Power movement and white men saw what was happening, that there was a lot of bonding happening between white women and Black women and all women of color, and they weren't liking it. So the Black Power movement made adjustments to bring their women back to them.
Mm-hmm.
White men and Black men did not like what was happening between women, I'll tell you that. A lot of lesbo action happening also. Everybody was getting scared. And that's when the feminist movement fell. That's, you know, where the backlash began, was when we bonded, when Black and white women and all women of color bonded. Because when it's just white women being feminists, who cares? You could just pass it off and say, oh, they're racist. They're just a bunch of white Jews or a bunch of white women that... they don't know anything, those women. You know, it's very easy to pit women against each other based on race and culture.
Mm-hmm.
But when they started coming together, that's when the feminist movement became a huge threat. And that's when they started making changes and they brought their women back to them. And now everybody hates each other based on race. And, you know, God bless America. But God bless us all. But, yeah. So I understand... the anger, of course, because I would like to kick Bill in his teeth. I'd like to kick all his teeth out. And Obama, you know that. We don't have to get into that. I'd like to kick all their teeth out. But if you want to get something done, you got to send the right, I don't know.
Sometimes these people, they try to do it the right way and nothing happens, so they get angry. So what about that?
That's true. And now they want to put Proposition 8 back on. And it took 4 years to get Prop 8 going, and they voted it down. Seems like it's never ending, frankly. It can be very discouraging. Look at the ERA, and, you know, you can get discouraged. The ERA amendment never passed. So it's very hard to not be discouraged.
But you can't give up.
You can't give up. I don't understand what's going on anymore. Would you like to say anything in closing besides the fact that you're a homosexual?
Yeah. I have to tell you that I've been secretly in love with you for years. And one day we're going to get married in New York State. And you're going to bear my children.
Well, you know, you have to come here to New York and help me fight for gay marriage. And when that passes, we can definitely marry.
I will come and help you fight for gay marriage because that's something that's important to you.
That's good enough to make me want to marry you.
There you go.
There are certain straight women that I like. You know who else I like that's straight?
Who?
Diane Lane.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty hot.
Isn't she sexy? I like these kind of mature, more reserved types. There can't be two crazies. You know, I like a sense of humor.
But if you're as crazy and fiery as I am, we're gonna kill each other. I think you and I might kill each other if we were married.
No. First of all, you don't have enough money. That would be one of the problems. And, you know, who's going to do my hair? I like nice clothes.
Yeah, well, I want a woman that's going to send me to go get a mani-pedi every weekend.
And then I need for you to send me to school. I need to go to school, and I need for you to pay for it.
I'd like to
have a heart attack knowing that you're marrying a black woman. That would be very hard for him. Can you just see it now? He'll probably come with a mob or something to kill me. I don't want no Negro in my family. She's from an island. Oh, my God. We got a foreigner in the family, and she's black. Oh, shit.
Well, you're Jamaican. At least I know you'll keep the house clean.
I'm telling you. But I like nice furniture, so we're going to have to go to Ethan Hillen.
Who's paying for everything?
Not me, because I'm Jamaican. We don't have any money. Remember, we're just housekeepers.
And nurses.
We don't have enough money for that shit. And if we're nurses, you know, we have to send money back home to take care of our people in Jamaica. So we can't afford to spend our money in this country, you know? Even though we're living in America and enjoying the benefits, but, you know, as far as the tax dollars, we have to send our money back home so we can take care of our people and build our nice big mansions back home. That's what, you know, that's what we do.
Maybe we'll go and retire in one of those mansions in Jamaica, and then we'll get gay bashed.
Oh, I'm not going back to Jamaica with you. What the fuck, you crazy? We'll be killed when we get off the plane. Now, we can go to Costa Rica. I think we'll be accepted there. As long as we spend our money in the stores.
What about that rapper? Did you hear about that guy, Bantu something?
What about him?
Now they're not letting him tour in certain places. What do you think about that? What's your honest feeling on that?
He's an ass.
Really? You think so?
Well,
but wasn't that song from, like, years ago?
He's a gay basher.
Yeah, he is a gay basher. But the song was from years ago. Why are we all of a sudden upset?
Well, lots of people now are not willing to accept that kind of stuff. You don't need to make songs about degrading women or...
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Or killing gay people.
Yeah, yeah.
And sleeping with five different women and, you know, all the things you're going to do with all these women. And you know what I mean? You don't need to do that.
No.
You have a mother and you must have sisters. The one thing we know for sure, you came from a woman. You know, how dare you?
You know, part of me blames the mothers and the sisters. Part of me blames them.
I wouldn't do that, you know?
I know, that's not a very feminist thing to say. But you didn't know that your child was turning into a deranged, pathological, misogynist, and perverted psycho that thinks these things? Did you totally miss the memo on your own son?
I wouldn't blame the mother because, you know, once your child gets to a certain age, you really don't have any control over how they think and what they do and how they behave in public. But, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, the village doesn't raise the children anymore. You know, as a Jamaican woman, I don't want to hear you talking about women like that. I don't want to hear it. A lot of the Jamaican songs, I don't even listen to because the beats are really nice.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Right.
Not in the club. I was too busy dancing to listen to the friggin' words.
They used to play that song in the gay clubs, honey.
Understand what it meant. I understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't listening to the words. I was just listening to the beat. It's like most songs, you don't really know the words to the songs, but you know the beat.
Right,
so
right.
That's a good beat, but some Jamaican songs I don't play at all. If my kids are in the car with me, they cannot play it.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to hear it. Whether it be a Jamaican song, an American song, I don't care what it is, but you're going to sit there and gay bash and woman bash?
No.
No, I don't want, I'm not paying money for that. I don't want to hear it. I'm a woman, and you're speaking very badly about me. I don't want to hear that crap.
No.
It's not cool. Well, what are we supporting? You're not getting my money. I'm not buying your album. I'm not buying your CD. I'm not buying your tape. I'm not buying nothing.
Or going to your concerts.
Yeah, I'm not going to your concerts. I don't want any part of that.
I'm just wondering, were they banning his concerts because he still performs that song, or because they're just protesting him as an artist altogether?
I don't keep up with that, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't listen to that stuff anymore. If you hear me playing Jamaican music, it's usually soothing love stuff or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All that fashion stuff, I don't want to hear it. I don't listen to the American stuff, and I don't listen to Jamaican stuff. I don't want to hear none of that crap.
Yeah.
It's wrong to say someone's gay, shoot them in their head. You know, what are you teaching these kids? Mm. And think about it. You have a little 15-year-old boy who is not really comfortable with himself, and he's in a community in Jamaica, and this is all these years.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? He's going to live a lie all his life. He can never be himself because he may get shot or beat up or tortured or burned or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not like in America. In this country, you know, you have rights. Bash my head and you go to jail.
Why? What would happen in Jamaica?
Nothing. They have smaller districts. Even those who are gay in the district or were in hiding, they're not going to come out and try to save your ass when you're getting bashed up. They don't want anyone to know they're gay. They're living a lie as well. It's hard to be in my country and be who you are. My uncle doesn't live there. And trust me, he is straight gay. He looks it, he acts it, he walks it, he dresses it. Now, this boy goes to church in a pink shirt. Okay? In America, a straight guy can go to church in a pink shirt. You know what I mean?
Not there, huh?
Straight? Okay, go, boy, are you going with a pink shirt? It's just not allowed, you know?
Mm.
He doesn't live in Jamaica. He's the feminine man. If he can't have a lover living with him,
right?
He can't walk on the beach with his lover holding hands, because they'll kill him.
What happens to gay bashers?
Nothing.
They're not prosecuted or are they arrested or anything?
Maybe now they are, but it's totally different here. You can, at least when you go on the street, if someone tries to hurt you at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can call 911 and they'll come and rescue you. You know what I mean?
Right. What do you think about this Mackenzie Phillips? Did you hear about that?
That's sad. That's why that poor girl is so screwed up.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
At work, they were saying, she's sick, she's a psycho. Having sex with her father.
Mm-hmm.
Her father is an adult, she's a child.
She's getting like a backlash that, you know, people are saying, oh, you shouldn't have come out and said that, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, thank God she did, because there's a lot of women who will get strength from her story.
Where was her mother when all this stuff was happening?
That's a good question. Where was her mother?
The girls at work were talking about it, and, you know, everything that came out of their mouth was so stupid that it was her fault. You know, she's just horrible because she was willingly having sex with her father. Nobody does that.
Well, this is the culture that we live in, is that women are blamed for even being molested and raped by their own fathers.
Right.
They even get blamed for that. So if you were molested and you don't consider yourself a feminist, I want you to know that it was your fault. But I'll tell you what, if that was a boy being molested, oh, they would have a fit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my God, it's, you know, when you molest a little boy, holy Jesus, it's the end of the world.
Uh-huh.
And it is. I'm not saying that it's not, because that's, believe me, it is the end of the world. It's just very interesting how there's a double standard. It's so common that women are molested and raped that it's just, you know, not really so surprising. You shouldn't really be so shocked. Don't even get me started anymore. This is a nice world we live in. And then there's people who deny that sexism and misogyny still exist. It's like they can't admit to the fact that it even exists. Kind of like Holocaust deniers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just stop here.
Over 6 million people, and you're telling me the Holocaust didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's like saying that black people were never enslaved. Hello? Because, you know, one thing you can say about us Americans, we might not like each other, but when you come up and you start your ship, that's when you see the blacks, the whites, the Hispanics, the Chinese, the Indians. That's when you see us all bonding. Because, you know, I don't have a problem getting my gun.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are weird people.
All right, well, my darling, thank you very much for coming on the program. And hopefully you will come on again another time.
I hope you won't hate me the next time. I love you, Sandy.
So thank you so much for tuning in to this program. I would like to again say thank you very much to Hadass from Israel for another generous donation to this program, and to Robert from New Jersey. Listen, I don't know how to say thank you. It's just money is a strange thing. Thank you. I appreciate it, so I will leave it at that. And I also wanted to just quickly say that I don't know if you know Lizzie the Leslie, but she's like a dirty version of Peanuts, let's say, in one character. So very entertaining, and I'm at present reading Lizzie the Leslie Gets Laid. She sent over her book, which I thought deserved a mention.
And it is fun and a cute like gift for the holidays or something. I guess it was a little bit of a shameless plug, but a good one. So check out LizzieTheLezzie.com if you want to. If you want to. Most people who I do send over to Lizzie the Leslie are very happy that I did, so I do not feel bad. I really think she should do a clip with the gang from Peanuts, like maybe Patty. I don't know what I'm saying. But so thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to follow us on MySpace, that's been functioning as our website for a very long time. You can get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can also find us on the Twitter at The Lesbian Mafia. We're on Facebook. I can't tell you how to find The Lesbian Mafia because I don't know how to find it. But it's there, and I manage to update it pretty frequently, considering the fact that I don't even know its address, which is sad and pathetic. There's some things that I just get a block for. It's like there's certain things that I say, okay, that's something that I don't want to know or figure out. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like a convenient, like my mother's selective hearing, where she pretends that she didn't hear me say something 10 or 15 years ago that she knows damn well that I said. But she has selective memory, selective hearing. Well, that has transferred on to me. So there are certain things that I probably could learn, but I don't want to. So I just get a block. I'm like, I don't want to learn that because I hate it. And that was probably my mother's attitude towards me, is I hate her. You know, that probably that's what that was. So, you know, and that's why I am the way I am now. So, you know, what else? If you ever somehow manage to, you know, you get deleted or something, you can always just Google in the Lesbian Mafia. You'll be able to find us. We're not hard to find, or you could ask somebody. So other than that, thank you so much for spending time here. I'm very glad to have been hanging around, and sorry about the infrequent postings. Sometimes, you know, you have like all these obligations, and then you say, you know, what's first? You know what I mean? And if you needed to send over an email, you can send that to info@thelesbianmafia.com. And you can also support this program by giving a donation. Anything that you can give is fine. And if you can't, that's okay too. And if you did want to donate, you can go over to thelesbianmafia.com and find a donation button somewhere. You know, I've never asked for donations before. I think that's the first time. And it was really awkward. It's so weird, you know? But there are expenses to doing this program, so I should not be ashamed to ask for donations. But it's weird. I have a very awkward feeling in my esophagus? It's like right below my chest. What is that? It's like the upper GI. There's like a strange pressure there now that I've done that. I could never be a fundraiser. Sorry. I could, you know, maybe keep you good company, make you laugh a little while I go home and cry in misery. So thank you so much for tuning in. It is always a pleasure to hang out with you. Hopefully we'll talk with you, at you, around you, in you, very soon. Ta-da! Bye.
That you give is not in the book. To you I'm addicted, I can't deny. To shake you off, I won't even try. Everybody.